Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you'd be calling to win stuff. You just put in your texting area and then you text some stuff and then
nice
we get
things.
It.
We love nice things. Constructive criticisms.
Right.
Funny, you know, one-liners. Some of our listeners are hilarious. Some funny little things.
Sure, funny one-liners. On the other hand, though, you know, don't tell us our job. We got this.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be told their job.
Well, your constructive criticism, sure. I mean.
It's better than just outright hate.
Okay, well.
We get
that
of
makes
that
me
too.
Sad.
We don't get hardly any by comparison to what's going on out there in the world.
No
and
doubt.
To tell you the truth. I've been on a rock station. I mean, I was brand new in radio, but the rock audience, they're mean. That's a mean audience. They'll let you have it. You said you'd play my AC/DC song.
Yeah, well, I was lying to you so that I could just get out of here.
Now I have to come down there and kill you.
Oh, my God.
The back entrance,
what the
man.
Hell, dude?
The song. You know, do you have the record? Yeah. Well, then.
Yeah, but I'm listening to the radio now.
Okay.
I want to hear you play it.
Come on down, I guess. I don't really have...
I'm little and wily. I'm slippery.
Crazy. Avobenzine and oxybenzone are possible causes of endometriosis. I wore sunscreen on my face and my tattoos for 2 decades, and 5 years later, I was diagnosed with endo. It's not conclusive, but I sure believe it.
Huh.
Endometriosis.
Yeah.
What is that?
Irritation of the lining of the uterus.
Does the irritation just mean you're itchy?
No, it's painful.
Like ants in your pants?
No. It's in your uterus, not your vagina.
Oh.
It's super painful. I hear. I don't have it.
I don't have it.
I thought you had...
I had something else, but that wasn't it.
But it's like
been so long, I can't remember what the heck it was. But it was not that.
Mm. Huh.
Oh, I had the fibroid...
That's what you had, fibroid tumors.
Fibroid tumors what caused that burst spot.
Right.
So you'd feel the uncomfortable feeling.
I don't know what it is. I assume because it's in your uterus, I always figured it was like super sharp cramps because I've heard it described as just it feels like stomach pain and they have to figure out what it is. And also it's hard to diagnose and they don't really know what causes it and there's all mystery surrounding. They can't really, there's no like treatment for it.
Yikes.
Yeah, no,
manage it.
I guess. I don't really know.
How does sunscreen play a role in that?
Does it? I don't know.
Well, she says it's not conclusive, but she sure believes it.
Well, maybe, right? Who the hell knows what's causing everything?
Does Vinny's kid have celiac disease? If so, my friend Jules has a great website, GF Jules. Just search her on Google. No, we don't think it's that, but it could. We don't know what it is yet.
Right.
We just know that we got a negative test for Crohn's, and we were very cautiously relieved because Crohn's, once I looked it up, is not good.
No, it's tough.
That is not a good thing.
This came on really
suddenly. The more I have talked to people and read, and even my friend, his kid actually has celiacs, it's like really big right now, this weird food-related... allergy,
more than it ever was
sicknesses.
When we were kids,
yeah,
right?
And that's the trippy part is, and I was sort of talking to the missus about this. It seems now more than ever, there's tons of gluten-free options. There's tons of organic options. Why would it be worse now than when we were kids? When we were kids, moms smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
And
you
drink.
Know, I honestly think that a lot of it is like chemical exposure. We're exposed to so much more, and so much of what we eat has been processed and preserved.
But you
like,
say
I don't
that,
know,
but is it more now than then?
You know, it's definitely diagnosed more now. I don't know if people just suffered silently and the doctor went, yeah, I got a tummy ache, and no further. They didn't know enough to say, oh, it's this specific thing. We've seen enough of this that we put a name to. You know, it's like autism. It's they.
I guess.
It's people say, God, it's diagnosed so much more now. But was it always there and people just didn't get it diagnosed, or they didn't know what it was, or it wasn't assigned a name? You know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I just think we know so much more.
Technology. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice if someone can be helped for something that they would have suffered with years ago.
Mm-hmm. What about Banza? They make pasta from chickpea flour, not wheat flour. Tastes just the same. Well, I don't believe you.
There are some decent pastas that are gluten-free and made from rice or from the garbanzo bean one I've never...
We have now, we live on olive oil instead of any other oil, and we live on almond flour instead of any other...
Well, almonds can be, those are a big allergy thing for people too. I have a slight almond allergy.
You do?
Yeah, if I eat enough almonds, I'll get actually a sore throat and it feels, yeah. I recently figured it out. I was getting headaches all the time and I was sitting there snacking on these raw almonds all the time that John was buying.
I had to buy blanched almonds. I actually had to go and ask.
What do you mean?
What is a blanched almond?
What is it?
Well, I guess they just steam them, and the skin comes off, and it's just, so it's a cooked almond, but it's not.
But it's white instead of having the brown skin
on
it.
Yes. Among the other things currently.
Are they good?
I'm.
Sure. Of course they are.
They're delicious.
I'm busy cheating in another room when no one's looking, so I don't know.
It's the garage,
yet.
And it's a pizza on the hood of the car.
So it's just boiled, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is it boiled, not steamed?
Yeah, it's just boiled.
Whatever it is, it blanched, yeah. Huh.
It says, don't boil any longer than 60 seconds, so your almonds will start to soften.
You can buy them like that, so that's what I did. But you're right, that's pizza on the hood of the car is a true story.
I love that story.
You love it.
I do.
She sung the song from Pretty Woman, the girl from Roxette.
Yeah, we played it. That was when we recognized the second woman that we played. I can't. It must have been love. It's over now.
Oh, that's the Pretty Woman. See,
that was in Pretty Woman. I don't know if that was the song, but that's Roxette. The one of the singers, Marie Henriksen, something like that. Magnuson.
Fredriksson. Yeah.
Swedish name. Swedish last name. She passed away. 17-year struggle with cancer.
Murray Bowles died yesterday, iconic East Bay punk photographer. Vinny might want to look it up.
Oh.
Well, rest in peace, Murray Bowles. I don't know the name, but...
No.
And I sort of grew up down south in the Orange County, L.A. punk scene, but I'm a huge fan of the bands that have come out of the East Bay, for sure. Mm. So I'll look them up. A lot of people write in about Casa de Papel.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Well, the first thing they said is, it's House of Paper, you dummies.
Well, we don't know what all the things.
God.
We figured it out. We knew it was a house or something. Give us that. That's where our vocabulary stops. 9th grade Spanish. What? So that's a TV show. It got some Golden Globe
nominations.
Or didn't. Or maybe it was...
Snubbed?
No, it was most tweeted about.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Thing. So people obviously like that show.
Pearl Jam is another band name that people don't know what it means. What does it mean?
I don't know. Well, pearl necklace means something, so I assume pearl. Maybe it's like the jelly. Something.
You're telling me.
Don't ask me.
Their name is... That's what you're telling me that means after all these years?
It's jelly that looks like pearls.
I don't want to believe
that. I don't want to either.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
We have to, though.
I've never even thought twice about it.
Me either.
Don't tell me that that's what that means.
You know, I swear to God, I think now I'm thinking about it, I think I always thought it was about actual, like, if you could find a pearl in Puget Sound or something.
Oh.
And then they would get some of those and jam.
I thought it was some lady named Pearl that made jam. What does it say, Bryn? You're looking it up.
There's a few definitions on Urban Dictionary. One of them is a pearl-colored substance with the consistency of jam, which makes sense. Consistency of jam.
No, that doesn't make sense at all.
Totally makes sense. Colored substance.
I love that band. Please don't make me like get all caught in my throat when I'm saying their name.
Just swallow.
Oh, from you of all people.
Nice. What's caught in your throat? I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Is that what you do?
No. Please, I don't take any chances. I need a warning.
I know you too well. You have absolutely said that's not something, that's not okay.
Yeah, I agree. But look, Vinny, if you're choking on it, save yourself.
This is what online says. In an early promotional interview, Vedder said that the name Pearl Jam was a reference to his great-grandmother Pearl.
Thank you!
Who was married to a Native American and had a special recipe for peyote lace jam.
Oh, I'll take it. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you. I think I'd heard that. That's where I got
perfect. That. Let's go with that.
Oh, wait a second. It goes on. In 2006, Rolling Stone cover story, Vedder admitted that this story was total
Oh.
Even though he indeed had a great-grandma named Pearl.
So what is he saying? That it is what Bryn just said it was?
It doesn't say anything else.
Why would you name your band that?
Why would you name your band the Circle Jays?
Well, I don't think they had...
People name their bands all kinds of
things. High-reaching aspirations when you're in that band coming out of... I think that band was one of the L.A. punk bands. Mm.
You know, here's the thing. You name your band a few things over the years, and when you make it big, that's the name you had. That's the one you stick with. Maybe they had... Maybe they're just like... That was just a joke name. You don't know.
Okay, another sentence. Ament and McCready. I don't know if I'm saying those names correctly.
Ament is his last name of the bass player,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Explained that they came up with Pearl... and that the band later settled on Pearl Jam after attending a concert by Neil Young in which he extended his songs as improvisations of 15 to 20 minutes in length.
He was a jam guy. Mm. Pearl Jam.
I still don't want to believe
I believe all those answers.
Yeah, I don't want to believe it either, Vinny. It reminds me of oysters.
Do not take off the shirt, says... 408. It's freedom of speech. What if the flight crew arbitrarily decides your red shirt isn't correct for them and wants to kick you off? They provide a service. Fly the damn plane.
Yeah. Look, yes, if you must, make a stand. But don't be surprised when the rest of the plane wants to kill you and when you've offended someone and someone says, here, just put this on. Just put it on. And then we can all go to Vegas.
The airline
story. You can wear your shirt anywhere you want.
Is ridiculous. Since when is an airline allowed to dictate clothing based on what offends the employees?
Since now, apparently.
Offense over a shirt, the entire crew should be fired immediately.
Yeah.
If you take offense at something, that's on you.
Yeah, well.
I don't disagree. My problem with flying is you're at their mercy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And exactly.
If you decide to that moment to make your stand, you more than likely. Upend everybody's plans,
yep.
Not just yours.
And don't you just want to go to Vegas? Just put the damn sweatshirt on.
Yep.
You know? Hail Satan. You can see why some people get offended.
Keying
Even
a car.
I can. I don't believe in Satan or God.
Keying a car is something Kapura would do to his dad.
No.
LOL.
No.
Well, he is the guy who went to his dad and said, may I please have my legacy while I can still use it? And his dad is sitting there alive going, I'm alive.
Yeah. It's still my legacy.
It's my money that you're asking me to hand you.
I still need it.
Yeah. I got this house in, well, I don't want to say where he lives.
Yeah.
I suppose he said it. You know, I still got to pay my maid.
Anyway.
If you feel like cleaning the house, I'll pay for that.
That was longer than I'm expected. Thanks
All
for
right.
the text.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Big day. I'm going to go get some Christmas presents done, and then I'm going to pick up the skateboards for the kids from my guy at the Lux. Coming to see you, Jim, and your crew.
Nice. Thank you so much.
So thanks for your generosity. So I'll have those tomorrow here to give to the Marines.
Great. Perfect. And they'll be here on Thursday.
And then they go out and... They
play Santa.
They pepper the Bay Area with the gifts you've given.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you say that Alan was coming in with the singers again this year?
He is. I believe that is next week.
Okay.
Alan? Who's
Alan
this Alan?
Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large.
Oh,
every
Alan.
Year, he comes in with the singers from the local school.
Like around the 19th?
Great.
Around the 19th or so.
I'm excited.
Drake High School?
Yes. I can picture the blonde woman who leads the chorus,
yes.
but I can never think of her name until I'm reintroduced to her year after year.
I have her name in the calendar.
Nice
Mrs.
blonde
Krabappel.
Lady. Mrs. Krabappel.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay.
right, that's her.
I'll
I can't wait
it.
To see her again. I'm just feeling all Christmassy, like hearing that you're going to go walk around the city,
mm-hmm.
and I got to go wrap some presents.
Aww.
Well, I'd love to go drive to the various places I want to go, but I'm not that stupid.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go walking for a couple miles at least.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, how are you going to Uber back with all the, how are you going to carry all
the stuff? There's not going to be that much stuff.
Yeah,
there's not going to be that much stuff. I'll be okay.
I don't know.
Well, watch out for the people on
their
phones.
I like my chances better if you try to steal from me direct. At least I can fight back. I mean, my car's just sitting there by itself when you break the window and take stuff.
You should call them and be like, hey, you got a garage I can pull into?
<Lame.
laughs> Load me up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll drive to the skateboard shop. I'm just doing the walk.
Oh, I
the
see
walk
what you're
is
saying.
Just the
walk around,
Union.
Sure.
I'm going to go to Union Square and a couple things around here.
All right.
To kill some time before I go meet. They're not. The skateboard
not open
place
yet.
Doesn't need to be there that early.
Right.
They're only
like,
we are crazy
place.
Enough to build our lives around a 4 a.m. wake up.
See it.
Yeah.
See it noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Those guys, they probably never even heard this show. They're like, I'm sorry, there's radio before 10 a.m.?
Jim has listened to us many times.
Aww.
He loves
Hi,
us.
Hi, Jim.
He's from here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. East Bay.
Oh, nice.
Well, listen, we'll meet you back here on Hump Day,
mm-hmm.
and Survivor will be on,
uh-huh.
which is very exciting. I hope you guys
only have a week left.
2 weeks, tomorrow and the week after. That's two more full episodes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's
Wishful
the winner?
Thinking.
Call your shot.
I really love Elaine. She's the only one I still really like. Who do you like?
Is Elaine the lifeguard?
No. Oh, that's right. I love Janet, too. I don't
I'm
know if Janet wins. I like Elaine. And I loved her girl. She, you know, they did the family thing last week.
I was wondering
just
about
cried
that.
My eyes out like I do every time.
I hate that one.
I love it. She's just so, they're just sweet and they love each other. And she and her girlfriend. And I love Survivor. They like, they're just the trans guy from a couple years back. Like, they're just... They don't shy away from anything. They really take a great mix of people. Jeff does not shy away from issues. This has been a crazy season, actually, for that.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just talking about
No,
that
I mean, the which person did you
Elaine,
say?
The chick from, like, Kentucky or whatever, and her girlfriend. And
oh, okay.
They big kiss right on. I'm like, amen.
All right.
There
the hillbilly lady.
The hillbilly lady.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh,
yep.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks good. The Survivor diet's done her wonders.
I mean...
No, she does look good.
Well,
she
looks better.
A lot
you're just,
better.
You're used to it.
No, I'm telling you. She's lost... I bet you she's lost 40 pounds.
Oh, no. She's definitely lost weight. I will give you that. But she has, from the very beginning, been wearing a bra and underpants, and it was 60 pounds overweight.
Mm.
I mean, it... But loud and proud. I don't care. I was like, I wish I had half the balls that chick has.
I love the game she won. She goes, this is a redneck game. I'm going to win the redneck games.
Which game was it? Was it this one? Twirling the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a circle that had a groove
with
on the inside
ball.
Of it. You had to put a ball in it. You had to get the ball going around the circle and just
on
stand there.
On both hands?
No, just on one hand. Big, like round
okay.
thing. So anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Survivor, yay!
Taking up Lexi's
Survivor.
Time. She's
Survivor
coming in here
tomorrow.
Next. Jane is in... What? What did you say?
I said something about Survivors tomorrow.
Oh, but yeah. Lexi is in.
Lexi is in. Okay, I don't know if she's in just yet, but she'll be in here shortly.
And Jane right. later.
Yes. Everybody.
Have a great day, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.